Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and spring-bred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
Well, another update for here for the livestock futures market. The October lives finished a dollar higher at 123.82. No deliveries up to this point. The oldest date is February the 10th of 2020. So with no deliveries and the board up a dollar, I think we would start to attract some interest in the delivery process at this point. December live cattle up 45 at 128.30. February is up 40 at 133.15. The feeder cattle market looks like it's going to be up 70 cents here in October at 156.80. November's up $1.25 at 158.12. January's up $1.50 here at 158.77. The lean hog market ended up a little bit lower today, $1.35 in October at 89.62. December's down 82 cents at 81.72. So live cattle and feeder cattle are both higher, and the lean hog market under a little bit of pressure. Boxed beef at midday was down 13 on choice at 287.58. Select down $1.52 at 266.26. The choice select spreads 21.32. The cash trade looks like from 122 to 124, but there was some bid and trade at 124 today in Nebraska and Colorado. So maybe it'll be on the higher end and unchanged or steady with where the market was to finish last week. But overall, the market's just been right here for the last couple of months.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cotton futures were up the expanded limit of 5 cents per pound here. December got all the way up to 113.93. They settled at 111.35, which was up 2.42. March is up 199 at 108.58. That's new highs here for these contracts. Again, limit up yesterday, but then also limit up overnight and this morning. If you look at the December, it's gone from about 89 cents, went through a dollar. Now we're about 111, so it's, what, a 22, 23-cent rally off the low just since the middle part of September. So a really great rally for the cotton producer. It looks like, at least in Oklahoma, we're going to have a really good crop. The corn market ended up 4 to 5 cents lower. December corn down 5 and a quarter at 532 and a quarter. The beans 7 to 8 cents lower here. November beans down 8 at 1242. The Chicago wheat up 2 to 4. Kansas City up 5 to 7. Minneapolis wheat anywhere from 8 to 14 cents higher. So the wheat market continues to be pretty good relative to others. Corn and beans did give some back, and cotton, of course, still be kind of the focus. The stock market was down 400 points at one time in the Dow. Right now, it's fought its way all the way back to up 32 at 34,217. The S&P is up 9.25 at 43.43.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.